Yeah.
Guys, we are here. It's been 1 year, 12 months. Yes, we are in the 13th month of our podcast, the Gootscast, where we were covering wrestling. This started out, me and Andrew were just doing Mondays and Fridays, and I would interview other people. And then I realized nobody gave a shit about these other people. And it just went to us doing wrestling. And
we we didn't start on the in March, did we?
Yeah, we did.
In April.
We started in March.
But not March 1st. It was like
it'll be like not the week of the 17th, the week after that will be a year. But this is, we started in March. We're in another March. We've been doing it. I really remember when we started this, dude, we thought we were only doing it for like a few weeks.
Yeah. Or a few months.
And then we started doing it more and we realized nothing's changing. We added more days and now it's March. And we're back with the Raw Report, the Raw Post Show, whatever the fuck you call it. Here's the deal. This episode could have been one of the worst episodes they ever did, but then they ended it on the right note. So my feelings of this episode changed a lot. This is probably, I didn't like a lot of things about this episode. I didn't like a lot of things about this episode, but because of the ending, this was probably my favorite episode of Raw since we started doing this.
Yeah. But guys,
you
have to understand it was still a shitty episode.
No,
it
was still a shitty. But the ending, look, like there are some episodes of AEW or SmackDown that are terrible. But if they at the end of it ended with the right wrestler getting the championship, I would be like, oh, that episode was good.
Or the right,
right guy to have the belt, right?
Like when Kenta came out in AEW that one episode, Dynamite.
Yeah, that was so.
Yeah, until the ending. You know what it's like? It's like saying, out of all these rotten apples, this is my favorite rotten apple.
Yeah.
When was the last time we've seen like a really good Raw? Like a really good Raw?
Probably before the pandemic.
Oh. I feel like there was one early on in the pandemic that wasn't bad.
You liked it. I hated it. There was like
I think you might be right. Yeah. Well, anyway, this one was a stinker, but we're going to get right into it. It starts off with Drew McIntyre coming to the ring, and he gives a whole summary about what's happened. Hey, man, my best friend Sheamus wants to fight me. And then not only that, Miz took my title from me from Elimination Chamber. Miz and Morrison come out. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Miz was like, by the way, Miz's whole schemes to get out of the Lashley thing were some of the dumbest fucking things I ever heard.
It was some of the fucking dumbest shit in the world.
Like,
yeah.
Why would but, you... Like, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Some of his
MVP.
Like him like trying to get Drew on his side. Like, why would that be your scheme?
Yeah, you literally fucked Miz Morrison,
this guy over.
Miz Morrison come out and they try to be like, hey Drew, you know who you should be mad at? Not at us for taking your belt, but like Bobby Lashley. And Drew's like, Yeah, I'm not falling for that shit, man. And then MVP comes on, he's like, yeah, we got a match with Lashley at 9 o'clock. Start at 9 o'clock Eastern time. We're gonna have a match. Sheamus comes out. And we're going to go to our first match, Sheamus versus Drew. By the way, before we get into the match, this whole talking segment was so fucking long. It was like 10 minutes or something, wasn't it? Or more.
Yeah. Here's the thing I liked about this episode, and they should do this more, but not. I like the fact they're like, at 9 o'clock, we're going to do this thing. And then you count down to it because it makes if you tell us we're going to do something cool at 9 o'clock, I'm not that annoyed with other things going on because I know that it's going to end before 9 o'clock.
Didn't they do?
They did this
more
last
this kind of stuff back then.
Yes. So they haven't done it in a while and the show kind of meandered. But when you say like, when you have a guy come out and be like at 9 o'clock, this is going to happen. Because then the other thing too is I kind of feel like, well, if Lashley wins the title at 9 o'clock, what are they going to do the other 2 hours? They must have something big planned. Mm-hmm. So it kind of builds anticipation. I think they should do that again for other things, but actually like deliver, like if like, you know, like if, I don't know, like let's say like Charlotte's gonna wrestle Oscar for the title, be like, all right guys, at 9:30 I'm wrestling Oscar for the title, and she better, and then you just let, and then you have a count. I'm like, okay, so I know at 9:30 I have something to look forward to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I guess the last time they did something like that was probably Raw Underground. Where they were like, hey, 10 o'clock, guys.
Yeah, but nobody wanted to see that. See, people actually wanted to see this. So
Yeah. And also, Raw Underground also never started at 10. They always said 10 o'clock.
This time they actually had things start when they said it.
Yeah.
So
I feel like during the Monday Night Wars, they did that more.
Yes, and Nitro did like that a lot. Nitro did that.
They That's when,
bring,
like...
They should also have that on NXT to fight AEW.
Yeah, you know, I remember when they used to have Monday Night Wars... The start of the second hour was always so important. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. Like, so they would always like book something like important. Well,
like on NXT, like what NXT is the next show. This is what they should do. They should be like, guys, at 9 o'clock, Dakota Kai is going to wrestle fucking Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, right? They should say that at start and have a countdown. And then after that match, they should be like, Adam Cole's going to like confront Roderick Storm, whatever the strong storm, whatever. I don't know. Lance Storm.
Roderick Strong, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And have a
countdown. Roderick Strong, whatever, Jake something.
Yeah. Jake something also will be in the ring. I think that'll be good for NXT because it's like, instead of, because like, they don't really give you a definite time anymore. And like, so like that way, if like people are flipping around, there's a clock to Dakota Kai, everyone's going to tune over to NXT at 9 o'clock to see the Dakota Kai match.
Of course, you know, that's of a course, draw. Yeah.
And I think that's a good move to do. I think this was a good experiment to do. The way they did it tonight was kind of shitty, but they redeemed it at the end.
You know what's so ridiculous is that this isn't even our idea. You know, it's like something they've done like 20 years ago.
And then they just forget about it.
And they just forgot about it. Yeah, it's just ridiculous how they forget about
it. No, they don't forget about it. They don't forget the – or they think the audience forget. There's a couple of things they did tonight that – literally, like, they never do, and it's and I guarantee you, they said, well, people are just going to forget that we used to do that. Like, it's a couple of the Miz shit.
So,
this talking segment went way too long, and Drew didn't seem that upset about losing the title. I don't understand.
No.
I don't understand why Drew didn't go just beat the shit out of Miz in the aisle. Why
yeah, he was just...
I talk?
Miz took the title from him in an underhanded fashion, right?
And he's just letting this
guy talk. And he's just like, Miz, I'm not going to do your biddings for you. You go after Lashley. Oh, I've got bigger problems than Sheamus. I'm like, why is this guy?
Can so you imagine if somebody, if like fucking the Hurricane screwed Triple H out of the title and Hurricane walking on the title? Triple H would have came like 5 sledgehammers.
Yeah, it would have been like
Hurricane to like, death.
I don't care if I have a blood feud with my best friend Shawn Michaels. I'm gonna kick this guy's ass and take my title back first. You know?
Yeah, because like, imagine the Hurricane, like someone, like because the Miz is like at that level, or like Val Venus fucked Triple H out of the title. And he's oh, all right, whatever, Val Venus, but I gotta fucking fight Shawn Michaels. Whatever. No, he would fucking destroy Val Venus.
I do. I was about to spoil it. I'm never gonna go. I was gonna go to our first match: Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre. What I thought was going to be a WrestleMania match, it is no longer a WrestleMania match. It is just the opening match of Raw. This was a very, very, very long match. It was went through multiple commercial breaks.
This was like almost like a pay-per-view match on TV.
Yeah. Some parts, I didn't think it was the best match, but it wasn't like bad either. Ultimately, what happens is Sheamus tries to go for his bro kick, but as he's going for it at the same time, Drew McIntyre hits him with the Claymore. Drew McIntyre wins. This is like an over 30-minute match, I think, right?
Yeah.
Or close to. Close
but
to 30
I didn't
minutes.
Mind it because they had a – I didn't mind how long it was because they had an end game in sight with the Lashley match. But I
And
I
they were also they, building to this. They also built this for
but
months.
I don't know why. They should have said a week ago, we're going to have Sheamus, Drew. Like, they've been building to this, and this has been like a whole storyline. And then they just have it like they just kind of throw it away like this. Like,
yes, there was no advertisement for this match,
dude. Somebody, I really think the reason why they're rushing, I think they have Brock Lesnar waiting in the wing because they're rushing through all their storylines.
They have a what?
I think they have Brock Lesnar waiting in the wings, and so they decide to scrap everything.
That's possible. Yeah, I think that's possible.
Because why would you not at least do this match at Fastlane? Like, why wouldn't you not have like fucking like last week? Why wouldn't you have it maybe? Like, Drew McIntyre come out last week and be like, oh, I want the Miz, and have Sheamus come out and beat the shit out of him. I'm not done with your fella. And then, like, you build towards this match at Fastlane, so you can get, at least get, you know, like, a pay-per-view out of it, and then go move on. Why would you blow through this now? I think they're just, they're like, they're done with Sheamus. He's probably going to be in the Battle Royal or something.
Yeah. I think Junior saw that neither Sheamus or Drew won any of the Wrestling Observer Awards, and he was like, this is not going to draw a WrestleMania, and he put it as the opening match. That's what happened. We're going to go to match number two, Naomi versus Nia Jax. Has Nia Jax ever been a former champion?
Pinned a former champion?
No, has she ever been a, like, champion, women's champion?
Yeah, Raw champion.
She was Raw champion once?
She won at WrestleMania, dude, from Alexa Bliss.
Nia Jax?
Yeah.
I don't remember this at all.
2018.
I really, okay. That's when I really wasn't watching wrestling.
Wow, bro.
Naomi versus Nia Jax. Nia Jax beats the shit out of Naomi, hits her with a choke bomb for the win and a clean victory. Just beat the shit out of Naomi, who I know is.
Then I think they squash Naomi to remind they beat the shit out of her. What?
They beat the shit out of her tonight.
To remind the audience that they're never going to push her.
You think they did that just to tell the audience, like, hey, we're not going to push Sierra?
Yeah, I think every now and then they just beat the shit out of her to tell everybody, like, shut the fuck up with this Naomi shit.
Oh, yeah, because...
because like, it was like...
Twitter
loves her, but they go out of their way to, like, just fucking just kill her momentum. Dude, not even Lana got beat this bad.
Why did they do that? Because, like, she's a former champion. They pushed her before.
I think they don't like when Twitter gets behind someone they're not pushing. I think that annoys them.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. You know what? They're like, you're like, oh, she broke the rules.
Yeah.
You know, she skipped the line.
Oh, yeah. Like someone, yeah. Like, I know.
Yeah. They don't like it when people skip lines. They don't like that.
Then they
were the second hour. We have Bobby Lashley because he's in the ring. Because remember, Miz and Lashley have to have a fight at 9 o'clock. No Miz. His music hits is not out. And Adam Pearce in the back is like, Miz, what the hell are you doing? You gotta get in the ring. Your music hit. And Miz is like, oh, my stomach hurts. Actually, to be fair, Miz did he was just some pretty decent acting of him being like stomach hurting. Lashley just runs at the back, starts like shaking Miz and tossing him around. It's like, dude, you're not gonna do this to me. Like you're gonna give me that match or I'm gonna kill you or something. And he pushed Miz on the ground and Miz is hurt. And the Miz is hurt so bad that John Morrison has to keep asking for a towel. That's the only thing that helps somebody who's sick. Can somebody give me a towel? We need a towel over here. And then Adam Pearce goes, Miz, I don't care what's gonna happen. You're gonna face Lashley at a 10 o'clock Eastern time hour. So all right, so let's just break this segment down right here. What did you think about this segment?
I didn't like it at first. I didn't like it. I'm like, oh, my stomach hurts. They used to make wrestlers go out like broken legs and broken heads and wrestle. Like, I just wish, like, Adam Cole should be like, your stomach hurts? I don't give a fuck. Go out there.
Yeah, didn't Rey Mysterio was wrestling with one eye?
Like, I don't give a fuck. You need to go out there right now. Like, just have the match. I don't get, like, yeah, that was stupid. This was stupid. I get why they did it now.
But when I was watching
it. It could have been like I hurt my leg and then like fucking Bad Bunny. You know what they could have done? I hurt my leg. I can't walk. And then Bad Bunny like does something to him and all of a sudden like he like runs away. And they're like, oh, your leg's fine. So you're going to wrestle at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. I also didn't like how at the beginning of this match, beginning of the show, they were like 9 o'clock. You're going to fight Lashley. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to 9 o'clock, it's a swerve. I personally don't like stuff like that.
Well, it was a swerve leading. They just delayed gratification. If it was a swerve and Miz beat Lashley or there was no match at the end of the show, I would have been more pissed.
Yes.
But I'm not so pissed because people got what they wanted. So.
Yes. All right. So then Braun Strowman's in the ring and he's complaining.
They basically wanted you to watch the whole show.
Yes. You're right. Braun Strowman's in the ring. He's complaining. He's like complaining about Shane McMahon and Adam Pearce. They have it out for him. Shane McMahon and Adam Pearce come out and they go, "Hey, whoa. We're not here at the app for you. We're actually trying to help you. We think your problem is you don't communicate enough. That's why we set this tag match for you. And you're going to team up with Adam Pearce. And you guys are going to go after Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander and go after a tag title. So we're going to go in match number 3. Braun Strowman, Adam Pearce versus the Hurt Business. Braun Strowman just beating the shit out of both the Hurt Business members. And then he hits a power slam on Shelton Benjamin. He's trying to go for the cover. And Shane McMahon gets up in the apron. He goes, no, you got to tag in Adam Pearce. Tag in Adam Pearce. So he tags Adam Pearce. Adam Pearce gets in the ring. And Shelton Benjamin hits him with a small package for a win. Afterwards, Braun's really mad. What did you think about this?
Fucking hated everything about this. Dude.
Stupid.
Just fucking have Braun Strowman be like, I'm tired of these dumb fucking games. Shane, I want you at a match at WrestleMania. That's it. Like, don't play these games with me. Like, dude, all this is going to make Braun Strowman look like a fucking idiot, and then he's going to, like, throw Shane off a cliff. And that's going to be the...
Is what? Shane like the new Undertaker?
What do you mean?
Like he only wrestles at WrestleMania?
Yeah, unless there's a pandemic and he doesn't. Well, to be fair, he didn't have a match at WrestleMania even before the pandemic was like bad. Like if there was no pandemic, he still wouldn't have had a match. But remember, like they didn't, he wasn't even around on the show.
Yeah, but when didn't he wrestle like, he's been wrestling at WrestleMania for like the past like 4 or 5 years now, right?
Yeah, it's 16 Undertaker, 17 AJ Styles, which actually wasn't a bad match. 18, which also wasn't a bad match, him and Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens. 2019 was him versus Miz, which actually wasn't that bad either, compared to the other matches on that show. And then he took last year off. Actually, his first match was Undertaker.
It's incredible how you remember all this, all of Shane McMahon's matches. Like, it's incredible. Like, I'm not trying to be sarcastic.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh, okay.
16 was. I cannot stand Shane McMahon. I have not watched
either, but I will say that his match with AJ and the match with Daniel Bryan. The main reason why that match with Daniel Bryan was so good was it was Daniel Bryan's return match. But, you know.
Yeah. I think when you say, like, that match somebody had, if you say the match XYZ had with AJ Styles was very good, or if you say the match XYZ had with Daniel Bryan was very good, it's not really a surprise.
No, I know. He had talent. But the Miz match, compared to a lot of the other, because that was not, even though I was there live, it was great being there live for the spectacle. If I had seen that show on TV, I would have wanted to blow my brains out of boredom because it just kept going. But to be fair, that was one of the better matches that night. It was better than AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. It was better than Triple H versus Batista. It was better than Kurt Angle versus fucking Baron Corbin. It was better than fucking the main event with the three bitches. It was.
Really? Wait, there was a match on that WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, Daniel Bryan and Kofi had the best match.
Yeah, yeah.
That was and
you know what? I actually liked Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte. That wasn't a bad match. That was all right.
What?
I didn't mind.
You know why? You know why that match was so bad, dude? We had been standing for like 7-8 hours. And it just wasn't good enough.
Oh, I watched it at home, so it was fine.
Yeah, see, it wasn't good enough. I watched it on Raw when they re-showed it like a year ago, and it was fine on Raw. Like, I should probably watch it on the network. But, dude, just standing there, like, we were just ready to go, and it was, like, it wasn't that good. And then Ronda fucked up the finish, so, like, everyone thought, like, is this a screw job? Is this weird? Because you don't hear the announcers, you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So, when you watch it on... when you watch it on TV, it's way better. Yeah, it's way better.
I mean, no, it was great because I was in the front and I could see everything. It was a great week of shows. But live, Shane and Miz had a better match. I don't know how it came across on TV, but Shane and Miz had like maybe like the third or fourth best match. And Miz isn't that fucking great that you can be like, well, Shane didn't do anything. Miz did everything.
I have a better Shane question. Do you think Junior will ever respect him before he dies?
No.
No, right.
The more I think about it, I think as long as Bruce Pritchard doesn't fuck up, he's getting the company, not fucking Triple H.
Yeah, I don't think Triple H. I don't think he has any faith in Shane.
I think if Vince McMahon dies tomorrow, Bruce Pritchard is named like the CEO until he doesn't want to be, and they all have to work under him.
Probably, I can see that happening.
Like that's what I think.
We get Bad Bunny and Adam and Damian Priest. And they're in the back just talking. And then Elias and Riker come out. And Elias goes, hey, I'm a musician. You're a musician. Why don't we do a collabo? And Bunny's like, no collabo. And then Elias is in the ring. And we're going to go to match number 4. Elias versus Damian Priest. This is a decent match. It's not bad. It's pretty long. And then ultimately, Damian Priest hit the lights. Basically his crossroads finisher on Elias for the win. What did you think of this segment? What did you think of this match?
It was way, way too long. I liked the Bad Bunny and Elias. I don't get why people are still so mad about Bad Bunny, dude. He's like,
he's been on Raw since Royal Rumble.
But he doesn't really do that much. Like someone's like, I wish Damian Priest wasn't sack his talentless sack of shit. And I'm like, he doesn't do it. Like he just
people say that.
Yeah, it's like. I think they're just mad because he like comes from like dude, there's like low key, whenever a rapper or a fucking, well, this is the first Spanish singer, whenever someone lives like low key racism, oh, it's talentless because you don't like that music. That's why. You can't say he's talentless. Like,
no.
Get that talent to get 3 billion streams.
Did you guys see that crossbody? That's not, that's talent.
Yeah, but even, but like, dude, he doesn't do much to like fucking. It's not like David Arquette where the show was centered around him. He's basically Damian Priest's manager at this point. I thought the match was a little bit too long, but it was what it was. At least Damian Priest went over. So
yeah, I like Bad Bunny paired up with Damian Priest because I know it helps Damian Priest, right? And
yeah, you're right. I don't know why people get so. I don't know why people have this fucking low-key attitude.
Low key racism.
So angry, like. Yeah. If I'm sure if like fucking, I'm trying to think who it was, a magician.
If it was Garth Brooks, they'll be like, oh my god, he's doing
Bono from U2. Bono from U2.
You know what I did like about this match was that it was not Elias versus Jeff Hardy. I was like, yes,
that was good.
He's wrestling someone new. I think this is the first time I've seen these two guys wrestle each other, so I was actually like, oh, at least it's different. There was a little kind of botchy in the middle somewhere, but it was all right. It wasn't like, you know what? It's a new face. It's a new matchup. So I was fine with that. Kayla's, oh my gosh, this is my favorite. Then we come to probably the lowest of the lowest part of the show. Kayla is in the back with Randy Orton. And they want to talk about, hey, Randy, you were throwing up black goo. You're throwing up black shit last week. What kind of nasty penis were you sucking on, right? and then as he's talking, Alexa Bliss, they were like, they show what happened. There's like a TV monitor right next to me, showed him what happened. And then as he's talking, Alexa Bliss is on that screen. And she's like, hey, I'm a little girl. Somebody wants to fuck little girls in WWE, right? And she keeps saying, bring it back. That's the new slogan. Bring it back. Bring it back. And then all of a sudden the screen fizzes and stuff. And out on the screen is evil Randy Orton. And evil Randy Orton is talking directly to the other evil Randy Orton. Because they're both evil Randy Orton. Remember, the one who's like standing there with Kayla, he murdered somebody, guys. Right? So he's technically an evil person as well. So two evil Randy Orton's talking to each other. And then Randy Orton starts throwing up, and I don't know about you, but whenever I need to throw up, I need to like take off my shirt, like just be like, "Oh, I gotta throw up."
I do that.
Oh, really? When he was like,
"I don't want to get on my shirt,"
he was like, "Ah, throw up! I gotta take off my shirt." I was just like, "Fuck it." Okay.
No, I do that if I'm running. If I know I'm throwing up, I'll run and shove my. I don't want to get it on my shirt.
Oh, okay. I never do.
If
that.
I know what I'm doing, if I'm like so drunk, yeah.
Oh, I just fucking let it dribble down my shirt, and then after
I take toilet paper and clean off, bro.
I'm gonna lick it off. What did you think of this segment? This Randy Orton evil segment?
I think we're gonna have a lot of garbage, but if they do a Firefly Farmhouse with this guy, this could be fucking. Somebody said on Twitter, one of the voices in his head turned on him. So I was like, all right, that's pretty funny. I think, dude, if they really go all out with Randy Orton's history from like the Randy News Network to Evolution to Legacy, if they like to everything to and do a real, I think the Firefly Farmhouse this year could be fucking amazing.
This segment was so bad, I was laughing my ass.
I liked it because it was bad. I really do think the Firefly Farmhouse could be really good with him. I think they have to do it.
Yeah.
But then I want to go away like John Cena has.
Yeah,
I want
this
to go away.
This is one of those segments, guys. It was so bad, it's so good. Like,
yeah, it's
it,
like
I was laughing my ass off.
No, the funny thing is the announcer's not selling it. They're not like, we just see like him turn on himself. Like they would even acknowledge that like a demon version of Randy Orton is running around now. They were just like, oh, weird mind games. I like how they always go mind games. These fucking characters are like breaking, like using magical powers. Mind games. Anyway, back to the
stupid. It's very stupid.
Like, dude, I feel like Jim Ross would at least be like, "Did we just say two Randy Orton? What the fuck? Bizarre evil magic from the Fiend."
I know you think the if they do a Firefly Funhouse thing in WrestleMania, it'll be pretty good. But at this point, I have no desire to see anything with Bray Wyatt.
I know, but the John Cena one was so good because they pulled upon his history. I think they could do the same.
Yeah, but that was before Bray Wyatt's character became just like this.
I know, but yeah. I think this could save him. If they don't, I don't think Bray Wyatt should be seen until Randy Orton enters the Firefly Funhouse at Mania. And then I think after he destroys Randy Orton, he should revamp the character.
Yeah.
Possibly. Like he traps Randy Orton inside the Firefly Funhouse and then like burns it down or something.
And so he kills Randy
Orton. He kills Randy Orton and the entire gimmick and restarts as a new gimmick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Start of the third hour, we get match number 5, Miz versus Lashley as promised. As soon as the bell this part was... So, Lashley's out there with only MVP.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but all right.
The other guys were still injured from...
What?
Those other guys are still injured from Braun Strowman. I don't know. They're like, oh, we're so hurt.
I guess you're right, but we will see them later tonight, which is kind of weird. But Miz is out there with John Morrison, and then before the match begins, Miz goes, dude, why are we doing this, Lashley? Wouldn't you rather have this match at WrestleMania, at the grandest stage of them all, you versus me at WrestleMania? And, like, as he's pitching him this idea, I was like, that's so stupid. Why doesn't Bobby Lashley just beat him now and still go to WrestleMania? Right,
yeah.
I was like, he'll go to WrestleMania regardless, but at least he'll have a title.
Well, that was the worst, dude. It's like, dude, who is writing these excuses for the Miz? Like, usually the Miz supposed to be trying to outsmart this guy, and yeah. The Miz is like, we could have a match at WrestleMania, and it's like, well, if I win the belt, I can still fucking
yeah,
like, so bad. It was like, I would if I was the Miz, like how I can tell the Miz is also a person who just says whatever they tell him. That's why they like,
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
And he'll just try to make it work.
Miz is a company man. That's why they love.
They could say that they can hand him a script where Miz is offering Bobby Lashley $1, and he'll sell it. Like Bobby Lashley, I will give you a whole dollar. Here it is, more than $1. I will give you $1 not to have this match. It's $1, Bobby Lashley. Yeah. He'll sell that, even though it's the dumbest fucking thing.
For a hot second, I really thought like he was gonna go, you're right, let's do it at WrestleMania. And
I know, would have made him so fucking
yeah, I was gonna say, I thought this was gonna be so stupid, but then MVP gets the mic and he goes, we're doing this match right now.
Yeah, that was great.
And I was like, yeah, MVP was great. Like... And as soon as the bell rings, Miz just jumps out the ring, grabs the belt, and just fucking runs back. It's a count out victory. In the back, Miz, MVP, and Lashley are really pissed off. They confront Shane and they go, what are you gonna do to fix this? And Shane's like, we're going to have a match again tonight, and I'm going to figure out what kind of match it's going to be.
When I first saw it.
Yes.
And I'll tell you why. Because for 40 fucking years, whether it was Greg Valentine, Rick Rude, The Miz, I think, has already tried to do this. Triple H, a million people have been like, I'm taking the belt and I'm leaving. And the referee goes, if you do this, I'm going to strip you the title and give it to the other person. They've done that a million times. You don't get back in the ring. Just Jericho. Remember they did it to Jericho? Mm-hmm. You don't get back in the ring. And for some reason, this referee just counted and was like, oh, the match is over. Like, dude, for 40 years in this company, whenever someone's tried to run away with the belt, you've been like, if you don't come back, you lose the match. You lose the title. And the referee just, oh, I guess he ran away. Oh, I guess that's it.
Well, one thing I will say, Miz ran like I've never seen anybody else run before.
Usually they walk really slowly.
Bad. What?
WCW Hogan got called. Hogan, yeah, in WCW, Hogan tried to leave with the belt. Uh-huh. And they were like, no, if you just leave, we're going to give the belt to, like, I don't know, fucking Sting.
Yeah, usually these guys are walking or they're just, like, going really, like, jogging really slowly. Like, Miz ran. Like,
he the other thing, like, Bobby Lash. But see, like, Shane McMahon and Adam Cole, like everyone has been around wrestling like as long as I have. Why not just come out and be like, Miz, you have to get back in the ring, because if you don't come back in the ring within 10 seconds, Bobby Lashley's champ. Like, you can't do it. Like,
yes.
Rude and fucking Flair and Hogan, no one could do this in the past, so you can't do it either. Even in ECW couldn't do this, and they had no rules. Yes. Literally, in ECW, there were no rules. So now it's like, well, then why didn't Raven just run out of the ring every single time he had to defend his fucking ECW title? Like, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
There were no rules. And they still said if Raven or fucking Just Incredible pulled shit like this, you have to go back in the ring or you're going to lose the belt. Like,
yeah. It was stupid. I thought it was
the other
stupid.
Thing too is Bobby Lashley's just staying there in the ring. He was like shocked at, why were you shocked at the Miz? I think he was like, well, Miz isn't walking back in the ring. Like, it made everyone look fucking dumb.
Yeah, this was a bad segment. I didn't like it. Then we get Charlotte in the ring and she goes, everybody like was talking about what's going to happen on WrestleMania. Bianca Belair is fighting Sasha Banks. So who's Asuka's opponent? I didn't want to be in the main event picture. I really didn't. I just really wanted to tag. Yeah, she shut the fuck up. She goes, yeah, but you know what? I'm Charlotte Flair. I got to be it. And I would have fought Asuka, but Shayna fucking kicked the shit out of her. And they show what happened last week. Remember last week when Shayna kicked her in the face and we were like, oh, it looked like she got hurt real bad?
Yeah.
Turns out she kicked the fucking tooth out of her face. They showed it in multiple angles in slow motion. As soon as Shayna kicks her, a fucking tooth flies out.
Oh, wow.
I have never seen that happen before, ever. I mean, I don't watch a lot of sports. Like, I don't watch boxing.
I saw a match in the 80s.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like, where somebody, like, got punched and then a fucking tooth flies out?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I've always heard of these things happening, right? I've never seen it before, and this is the first time I saw it. It looks brutal. Like, that was like, it was like her front tooth just fucking like flew out. It was crazy. But yeah, Shayna kicked her. Asuka's out because she's missing her tooth. And Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax come out and then they attack Charlotte Flair. And it is going to lead to match number 6. Charlotte versus Shayna Baszler. Charlotte hits natural selection on Shayna Baszler for the clean victory. What did you think of this segment? What did you think of this match? What do you think is going to happen?
I think we're going to have Charlotte versus Asuka, unfortunately. Ugh. I hated this. First of all, you could build towards Shayna and fucking Charlotte. So you just have Charlotte beat her easily. They're done. I think Dakota Kai needs to beat this team on fucking Wednesday. I think it's a great story. But I'm nervous that she's not going to because they had Shayna lose like such a fucking idiot to Charlotte. And I really do think they need to like have the NXT team win. It's going to look, I think Dakota Kai and Raquel are fucking fucked if they don't win on Wednesday. I really do.
They should do the thing where if they're going to, on this match on NXT on Wednesday, they should go like at 9:00.
Yeah.
Eastern time, but this match happening. They should do something like that. I feel like
this was basically like, we are giving up on everyone. We're just going to put the belt on Charlotte.
Probably. And we did see a couple of videos this tonight of Rhea Ripley coming soon.
But like, I feel like I feel like they're not going to put Rhea in that spot. But yeah. they're going to hype it like Charlotte and Asuka stole the show at WrestleMania 3 years ago. And they're just going to have Charlotte beat her again. I'm like, I really hope it doesn't go down this road, but I'm just starting to think they just given up and it's going to be Charlotte Asuka.
They might, or they might do a three-way. Charlotte versus Asuka versus...
Charlotte Asuka and Rhea Ripley would be great. You know what? Even Charlotte, Asuka, and Becky Lynch would be awesome. That was a main event at TLC, and that was a great match.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to do Charlotte versus Asuka versus Rhea Ripley, and then Rhea pins Asuka for the belt, and then they will start building towards a return of Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley.
I mean, I wouldn't hate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think I see them going in the direction clearly of Asuka versus Charlotte, but I think they know like this is a
I don't think
they can do a one-on-one.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, I am not interested in this match again. The only way I'll be interested if you throw a third person in the mix.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Hey, dude, it could be fucking I don't know, Alexa Bliss. Like, who knows? You know, I don't know this fucking company.
Oh, that would actually make it worse.
Yeah,
I know. I would prefer Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte, and Alexa Bliss like lights Charlotte on fire. That'd be or something.
Yeah,
if Alexa Bliss was doing all this goofy shit to Charlotte, and Charlotte was like cowering, like they had Asuka, be 1,000 times more into that match.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me.
Shane is in the back with Adam Pearce, and he goes, all right, this is what you're gonna do. Tell Miz that if he no-shows this match, we're stripping him of the belt and we're giving him to Lashley. Like, all right, we're gonna go to match number 7. Lucha House Party. Matt Riddle versus Retribution. This is Retribution minus Mustafa Ali. For about a month or maybe a little more, Grand Metalik was wearing these fucking ears on his mask to be like Lindsay Dorado. Remember how they're both wearing these like eared masks because Lindsay Dorado is supposed to be a cat? And today was the first time he went back to his old look. And I was like, all right, good job, man. That ear shit was not working for you. This was actually, I thought, the most fun match of the night. This was actually a pretty good match. Grand Metalik gets up on Lindsay Dorado's shoulders and then drops an elbow on Slapjack for the win. Lucha House Party and Matt Riddle win. I like this match.
Yeah.
It's short.
I like this match. I didn't like the next match.
Yeah, this match was short, but it was the most like action. Mm-hmm. And then right after Retribution loses, Mustafa Ali gets in the ring and he starts basically belittling everyone in the group. And he goes, I'm going to show you guys how to do it. Matt Riddle, I'm challenging you. So it's Matt Riddle versus Mustafa Ali. And Lucha House Party, for some fucking reason, decide to just go home, right? So yeah. Matt Riddle is – so Mustafa Ali is there with all of Retribution, but Riddle's there alone. And it's going to go to match number 8. The match doesn't start off bad. It starts off pretty decent, you know, what you would expect in this match. But then all of a sudden, Retribution starts distracting, like multiple times distracting. And then Matt Riddle goes up on the top turnbuckle, and then he's distracted by Mace. And then Mustafa Ali goes up on top, and they're supposed to hit a top turnbuckle, like, backstabber, but he totally fucks it up, right? They fuck it up bad. And Matt Riddle, thank God, just lands flat on his back, back in the ring. But they go for the finish anyway. Mustafa Ali wins. I'm like you. I did not like this Matt Riddle versus Ali match.
Yeah, I just feel like it's too soon for Matt Riddle looking an idiot. I'm tired of Retribution. I think they need to break up.
I think they're working towards that.
I think even Mustafa, I think Mustafa Ali looks fucking dumb now. He started like, oh, this could be something for him. He looks so, because every week he's like, you got that stupid smirk. Here we go again. And then they lose. He's like, oh, I can't believe you guys lost. What's going on? And then like, and then if you beat Maverick by yourself, why do you need these guys? Why do you need these three losers?
I think they're starting to break this team up.
I hope.
And yeah, because he's constantly belittling them, and they're going
to
turn
on Retribution too later on. I thought these guys were supposed to be like, oh, we hate WWE, and now they're like lumberjacks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're going to get into that, actually.
Okay.
Miz confronts Shane and Adam Pearce, and he's all upset. But, you know, he's like, what kind of match is going to be? And they're like, we'll let you know, and he's all upset. I thought, to Miz's credit, he did some good acting in, where he was portraying like this desperate guy, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like almost on the verge of tears because he knows like there's no way out for him. Like he has to face the music and he's screwed and he knows it and he's pleading. Very good. Very good job on Mrs. Park. He made it. He made this good. And then we're going to go to...
Although it's weird to see these two. Remember, these two hated each other and all this shit. Now they're like...
She was just, who hated each other?
Fucking
Miz and Pierce?
Miz and Shane.
Yeah, but that's what made it even better because
I wish they acknowledged it. Like I know you hate.
Yeah, Shane has the power, and he has to go like almost like pleading to the guy he has problems with. Like it's a no-win situation for Miz, and I feel it. We're going to go to match number 9. It is a lumberjack match. Lashley versus Miz. They get everybody out. We're talking Ricochet. You got fucking Ricochet out there. You got the Hurt Business finally fucking decide to come down, which is Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. Tozawa, Gulak. And as Ray mentioned, Retribution are fucking lumberjack members. And what do you call it? There's a couple times where Lashley throws Miz outside the ring. And here's another thing, too, that's stupid. Retribution hates WWE. They fucking hate him. And if they're being forced to be lumberjacks, you would think they would just be like, yeah, we're going to stand out here, but we're not going to do shit, you know? But no, they were like, yeah, let's throw Miz back into the ring into Bobby Lashley's hand, even though we've had problems with the Hurt Business and they were the first ones to make us look like tools on the show. Mm-hmm. Remember, Hurt Business is the first ones to beat the shit out of Retribution.
Yeah, now that Retribution's helping. Yeah.
Yeah, now they're helping out Hurt Business. This is the stupidest fucking thing. It made no sense. Lashley is basically squashing Miz, puts the Hurt Lock on him, Miz taps out. Bobby Lashley is your new WWE champion. As the show is ending, you can see Bobby Lashley smiling. He can't, like, he's supposed to be serious, like, but then at the end, you see him, like, fucking crack smack because he's like, holy shit. You know, he's like, what the fuck? You know, what did you think of this whole segment? I'm listening.
A lot of stupid things, including Braun Strowman just agreeing to be a fucking lumberjack for Shane after, like, accusing Shane of, like, trying to ruin his life. But wait. I'm willing to forgive.
I didn't even notice Strowman out there. You're all right. I didn't fucking even notice.
I'm willing to forgive. Oh, I kept thinking he was going to run in the ring and just beat them both up and be like, I'm not doing your dirty work, Shane. And I was going to be like the thing to get. The whole time, I thought the show was bad. I thought a lot of decisions in this match were bad. But it's negated because the right guy won the title. He has earned it. I really didn't think I'd ever see this day come. But he has improved. There was a time I thought this guy's career was over. I thought we were never going to see him again. He showed up back in Impact, and I'm like, whatever. He got better in Impact. He was having amazing matches with either Drew or Eddie Edwards or EC3. He was improving. He came to WWE, and I'm like, he's still not going to go anywhere. Like, who gives a shit? When he showed up and he improved the Lana thing, I thought this guy's dead in the water. He got better with MVP. He's been getting better every fucking week now for a year during this whole pandemic. And he fucking deserves a title. It's been 14 years. I thought this guy, you know, during the Trump, when Trump was on TV, WWE, I thought this guy was a shoo-in to be like their next Lesnar. I thought they were going to go. And I, it's such a cool story that this guy has finally gotten the belt. And this is finally when he fucking deserves it. I don't see how, if you're a fan, you've been watching for years, and you've seen this guy improve, you've seen this guy put the work in, how you can be upset with this ending. Look, I get it. The episode sucked. There was a lot of dumb shit. But at the end, the guy who deserves it has the fucking belt. The best guy on that brand has the belt.
I am very happy Bobby Lashley won, and I like this ending, but I don't think it was worth making people sit through 3 hours.
Well, I mean, they should have just said that's going to be the main event. And just had
that. Yes, that's – yeah.
And I get, like, they just wanted the Miz, but, like, I did it would have better if Miz tried to run out of the ring and the Hurt Business was just in the aisle.
Yeah.
I was like, no. And like, Miz ran back in and got squashed. I do not think they're doing Bobby Lashley versus Drew at WrestleMania. I think they're going to do it at Fastlane. I think the reason why they put the belt on Lashley isn't because everything I just said. It's because it's going to be Bobby and Brock.
If they do Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar, I will fucking slap myself in the face. Because I was like, I can't believe this match is actually happening. This has been a match that I've been looking forward to for a very, very long time.
Yeah, and if you have Lashley lose to Drew or whatever, go back down the card, then you bring Brock. This is the best moment to main event Bobby Lashley and Brock. Everyone believes in him now. Everyone's wanted to see this match. Everyone. Yeah. Since 2005, when Lashley first walked out, people have been dying to see this match. Do it. Like, and then, like, you can always have Drew. Let's say you have Lashley retain and Lesnar goes away again. You can always have Drew get the title back at, like, Backlash or Extreme Rules, whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Like, I just think it's time to do it. I think that's the reason why I got the belt. It is very weird how they threw away everything and rushed to get the belt on Lashley.
If they end up doing Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley WrestleMania, I'm going to be super disappointed.
I mean, it was a good match last year. It was the best match at Backlash. It was way better than the... So it's not going to be the worst, but I don't think the reason why they did this was to have that match. I think you're going to have that match at Fastlane.
If they... Okay, so... Let's just say it is Lashley versus Lesnar at WrestleMania, right?
Mm-hmm.
then most likely that means Miz is going to be in some kind of program with Damian Priest. And
the other thing Buddy. I would have done, I just want to interrupt you. Huh? And you know what? They should, instead of even having the Lumberjack match, they should have Bad Bunny throw him back in the ring.
Yeah.
They should have just had him run, try to do the running thing again, and have Bad Bunny get him back in the ring. Was Bad Bunny even out there?
No.
Yeah, like I would have had Bad Bunny cross. That's the other thing I thought they're giving Miz.
Damian Priest wasn't out there either.
Yeah, I thought, you know, you're giving. That's the other thing. I think Miz and Bad Bunny should have been the ones to put their hands on. Nobody else puts their hands on them but Miz and Bad, but mm-hmm. Bad Bunny and Damian. I thought Bad Bunny's going to cost this guy the title. And they didn't even do that, which are they going to go in a different direction? Are they not going to?
But I feel like that's why that's one of the reasons why I got the title off Miz, too, is they were like, we want you to work with Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
Yeah, but I would have had Bad Bunny be the one who cost the belt. Also,
oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying what they should have done, but I feel like that's what they're building for.
Also, Drew should have been a fucking a lumberjack instead of that would have even been better. Like, why wouldn't Drew have been wanting to be out there? Like, no, I'll be out there because I'm going to cost this guy the fucking belt.
But I guess the point I was trying to get to was if they do Lashley versus Lesnar, and the name's most likely Miz is working with Priest and Bud Bunny, right?
Yeah.
Then where does that leave Drew McIntyre? They just did Sheamus versus Drew, right? So
they could do a three-way with Drew and, well, that would suck. I don't want to see that. I don't know, Drew versus Cena? I don't know. Drew versus Finn Balor? I don't know. There's a lot of... I don't know, dude. I don't care. Like,
There's a couple of guys I don't know what they're going to do with. Like, what they're going to do
with... I don't know why they wasted Sheamus. I would have done Drew and Sheamus at Mania, but I guess they didn't want to do that.
Yeah. By the way, where was AJ Styles tonight?
I don't know. Probably got COVID again? I don't know.
Yeah, he had COVID. Yeah, he had COVID once. It wasn't so bad, guys.
I don't know. I really don't know what I would do with Drew. Maybe I just think they rush Bobby Lashley to get the belt because they have something up their sleeve. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so too. I would say do not watch this Raw. Need to watch Bobby Lashley winning the belt.
Brian Alvarez tweeted, "Thank God that's over." And I just want to be like, dude, I get the like Raw suck, but like, dude, how could you not be, as a guy who covers this nonsense? How could you not be at least fucking, you know what? Good for Lashley. He deserves it. Like, it's not even the Universal title, the world title. It's the WWE title. Like, that's like to me, that's the most important title in the world. Lashley has it. Like, how could you not say good for Lashley? You've been covering this fucking guy for almost 20 years. How could you not say great job? I say
low-key racism.
Low-key racism. Hold it, too black.
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, it's the wrong move. What do you mean it's the wrong move? What the fuck? It's the right move. This guy deserved the belt. I'm sorry. Even if he has it until Mania, he deserved this month and a half. He deserves it.
Just letting you guys know, on AEW tonight, Nyla Rose beat Thunder Rosa, so she advances to the finals that was the finals, wasn't it? That was the women's finals on the US side.
Yeah, yeah. So finals is on Thursday. It's her versus some Japanese woman. But we could talk about that on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Next week, though, we will be doing the AEW Big Show show and then Raw. We'll be covering both. But we were skipping tomorrow. I got stand up. We're going to be back. And this is going to be a great episode. I feel we're going to have a lot to say. NXT and AEW, Shaq and the women's tag match. We're going to have a lot to say, bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes, we will. Right, anyways, don't watch this Raw. This was terrible, Joe.
Bye.